Welcome back to the third of four episodes of Fiddler at FXW.
Last podcast, you learned about theater at FXW, and in this week's podcast, you will get an insight on what it takes to produce a musical.
This third segment will be brought to you by Gavin,
Felicity,
and Ava.
Hi everyone. Get excited because we have a great podcast lined up for you today.
You will get an exclusive interview from Mr. Jeff and Ms. G.
You will learn the definition of produce and how it relates to what we're doing here at FXW.
You will also get an insight on what the 8th graders are doing in their classrooms to prepare for the play. Now Gavin will share a definition of what it means to produce.
Well, the definition to produce is to make or manufacture from components or raw materials.
Thank you for that definition, Gavin. But what does producing a musical look like at FXW?
In some ways, this definition is true when you're producing a musical. But in reality, the process of producing a musical is one of the most stressful, time-consuming, and difficult things to do in the world of theater. From plays we see as big as Hamilton on Broadway to our own school production of Fiddler, each of the ways to prepare for the shows are very complicated. Some of the things you need to do is hire an actor, find the right music, block all scenes correctly, and so much more. And we will go more in depth about what each of these processes means to us later. But for now, let's discover what it truly means to produce a musical.
So Gavin, I know you will be talking about how professionals produce their musicals on Broadway, but how does that relate to us middle schools doing a school production of Fiddler on the Roof, Jr.?
Great question, Felicity. So typically for a Broadway show, the preparation and production time takes an average of 6 to 8 weeks, or about 2 months. In this time, the producers must figure specific lighting angles, find great soundtracks, and make sure all the actors know their lines and rehearse constantly. In our own musical, we also have about 2 months to figure out all of the above, so producing is not one easy process. There are so many components that play into having a great production.
This should be appreciated!
Now you know what it means to produce, so let's see how we are producing our own musical with an interview with Mr. Jeff and Ms. G, conducted by Felicity.
Hi everyone, it's Felicity again, and thank you Gavin for that, for telling us how, what it really means to produce a musical, but now we are moving on to the interview portion with Mr. Jeff and Ms. G.
Thanks for having us, Felicity.
So the first question is, how did you come to the decision that we were doing Fiddler, and how does inspiration play into this?
This year, there's a lot of integration going on across the curriculum in the eighth grade. And the eighth grade teachers were hoping for a musical that would help them to make connections for students in social studies and in ELA and even in STEM. So this musical looked like a good fit for that. Mr. Jeff and I did this musical together 8 years ago, and it's a wonderful musical for young people to do, and it's very rich in terms of its meaning.
I think we are all very excited.
Great. And we kind of picked the musical based on the students and what we've seen in them for over the years of working with them, and a show that suits their individual personalities and talents as well to give them a chance to shine.
So kind of playing into that, what do you think is the most important aspect when it comes to making a musical? What is it really key as a director that you see from all the actors, all the people that are on the set, like what would you say is the main thing that kind of needs to happen for the musical to happen?
Collaboration. Theater is a collaborative art, and just seeing everyone take part, no matter what aspect of the theater you're involved in, if it's behind the scenes, if it's in the orchestra or on stage singing, everyone's important and equal, and it takes all those pieces to come together to make a quality show. So it's really nice to see all these young people bring their own individual talents and strengths to specific areas. We have students helping with choreography this year and building the sets and costumes and working on the blocking. So it's really going to be a student-based production, which is always fun to watch.
And I want to say that it's wonderful working with Mr. Jeff because he always provides me with a clear vision. He shares the vision that he has for the musical, and that clues me into what I need to do. there's no confusion. We're all going in the same direction on our collaboration. So that's always very, very helpful. Yeah.
I think that we were always taught that if you communicate, you can't just have the actors in the play, because then who's going to make the sets? Then who's going to, again, direct the musical? And going on to that, if there were no directors, what do you think the musical would look like, since the directors are kind of the main part of the collaboration with helping everybody else?
I think it would get a little chaotic and probably hard to stay on task, just because there are so many aspects of putting on a show that if there's no real leader or person to have the final answer on things, it just becomes kind of a wild mess of music and sets. It wouldn't have that through line. You definitely have to have the vision, which I came up with, about change and tradition based on the text. And then my job is to make sure that Miss G's on board and our designers and our actors are all working that same way. You always have to have someone in charge, but I don't like to take the credit for it. I like to share it with everyone because they have as much equal power in the final vision of the show.
Mr. Jeff reminds me of a symphony conductor when he does it. So he doesn't play all the instruments.
Yeah.
But he guides people into where that melody needs to go and where the transitions are, and encourages and supports. And so he, in that way, he's facilitating the actors, and I try to do the same thing musically.
And you do it really well, too.
Thank you.
That was, I think, a good comparison for our viewers out there who, like, maybe our younger viewers. And another, I think, a final question for our younger viewers would be, what is your favorite part about being a director, especially in FXWs, in our community?
Well, my favorite part is seeing people step out of their comfort zone, and maybe people have never done a play or at the beginning are really resistant, watching them have fun on stage and really enjoy that accolade and the audience response. And also, I find it fun to watch it still interesting, even after we've rehearsed it for months. It still makes me laugh. You can always hear my laugh in the audience because it's still fresh and funny to us performing it, and it's new for the audience, which is always fun.
I also love to see everybody's discovery of something new in themselves and in others. So even a very experienced young musician or actor might discover a new aspect to themselves, or make a new friend through the process that they hadn't thought of, considered before, to be somebody to be close to. And there's also a great unity that happens amongst eighth graders every year through this process.
And we find a lot of our former students go on to high school and maybe didn't do a lot of theater when they were here, except for the shows that they were required to do, and now are going out and doing it on their own as an extracurricular and are finding their own voice, and that they may never have done it if they didn't have the opportunity to do the eighth grade musical, because it might not have been what they thought that they do, but they found they have extra talents they didn't know they actually possessed.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
As a student, I know that when we talk about the play, everyone's like, oh, I have to try out. I don't think I'm good at singing. I don't really want to do it in front of a bunch of people. But I think if you really do think, like, have a little think, oh, I think I might want to do this, I think that once you get the courage and once you actually go on stage and try out, I think that the rest of the play it'll all fall in line. Like, I wanted to do this, I did it, and now it's not as scary as it was before. So
I also think that what people are capable of in eighth grade is just a snapshot in time. So there are people who perhaps have a small role in this particular musical at this time who might do tremendous big things later. It's not the end of the story, and by any means.
Usually it's the beginning, which is great.
Well, I think that's all the questions we have today, but I want to thank you guys again for taking your time to be in the third podcast out of the four. And to our viewers out there, to come see the musical that they have produced in January.
Thanks, Felicity.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the wonderful insight, Felicity, on what the producers are doing to prepare for the show. But how are the eighth graders preparing?
That's a wonderful question, Gavin. Ava, would you happen to know anything about that?
Yeah. During the month of September, the 8th grade is started by listening to music and preparing for their auditions. After Mr. Jeff and Miss G casted the roles, everyone has been constantly looking at their scripts. Currently, the 8th graders are continuing to practice their music and scripts. For some music classes, Mr. Jeff will help students prepare by taking them into the auditorium to prepare lines and go over blocking. We have also incorporated Fiddler on the Roof into our curriculum. In STEM and math classes, students have recently started painting and cutting our set for Fiddler. Some students also started to sew costumes for all the characters. In classes like ELA and Social Studies, we are starting to learn about the historical context in which the story took place, so that will give us a better understanding of the musical.
Save, I'm sure this is going to be a great play.
So that's all we have here today for the third episode of Podcast for Fiddler on the Roof.
Make sure to tune in next time for the fourth and final podcast.
Also, make sure to come support the 8th graders on January 23rd and 24th to see Fiddler on the Roof Jr. in action. Signing off from Gavin, Ava, and Felicity, and we hope you learned
how to produce a musical. Cut!